Well, Todd Morden Mills. Some whole old houses. One house around an 1845 house on Beechwood.
Kay Hariznyi takes a break from a recent meeting of the East York Historical Society, tilts her head to the ceiling, and lists the sites she believes personify East York. She's been a member of the society for 25 years and currently serves as its secretary. She enjoys doing her part in preserving the community's history, but says that getting young people involved in the process is an urgent task.
Especially now, since we're a small part of the big mega city of Toronto, we're concerned that we not be forgotten, and a lot of old historical buildings and memories.
The Society meets 5 times a year. Often, they feature guest speakers on various topics centering on the history of the area. Mark Osbaldiston recently wrote the book Unbuilt Toronto. He lives south of the borough's Danforth border, but he too has fond feelings for East York.
I had my appendix out at East York General, and like it's just your neighborhood is kind of within the general area. So yeah, I do spend a lot of time in this area.
Osbaldiston's appearance drew a larger than normal crowd, including Malcolm Geist. Geist has lived in East York for 24 years. He says the society is integral to preserving the history of the area.
Oh, I think they're really important because you have to be able to remember your past to maintain the sense of community.
Which comes back to courting the interest of young people. Right now, organizers admit it's a struggle. They say it's hard to get them interested in embracing the past, but they're hoping that younger guests, like Osbaldiston, who is in his early 30s, will help draw them out. Mike Cristalago, Observer Radio News, East York.